Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit medmutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
There are some days I end the show and I feel like, you know, have we had an impact? I know we've made an impression, but have we had an impact? Last week we interviewed Bruce Barnum, the Portland State coach. I felt like we had an impact. We were part of his therapy coming off a really emotionally and psychologically challenging defeat 2 weeks ago. We brought him on. We kind of let him hang up on us to finish the interview. I think we'll do it again today because what happened? Portland State came out of that, spun out of it, and ended up beating Idaho State on the road. 42-38 was the final. Dante Sachere, the quarterback at Portland State, accounted for 6 touchdowns, 3 passing, 3 rushing. Portland State was terrific, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. Bruce Barnum here to talk about it. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for having us, John. Jeez, you make me sound like a lab rat, but we're doing well. You know, got the W.
You know, lab rat.
W, here we go.
Everybody needs somebody to talk to. Maybe I was your person last week. How about that?
Reach out and touch. Yep, I've heard that song.
Did you get an indication? Did you know your guys had kind of put the disappointment behind them and were focused heading to Idaho State? Or did you get there and you don't know until you're warming up?
No, I think we talked a little bit about it. You know, it wasn't like after the Chattanooga game, it was like, oh my gosh, you know.
Yeah.
Walking to the wrong hallway. But after that one, the Davis one, which I actually learned more about this week, which just irks my, we might have to slam that one out. But after that, we had confidence. The kids, they felt like they won it twice. So going in, we're in the same damn situation.
Yeah.
You know, I called the fake punt. The punter, I think, chickened out. He didn't throw it. It was wide open. It went into the game. But then our defense is back out there. No timeouts, minute 38 or something, and we stopped them. So somewhere along the line, and you know that last drive, because you watch the game tape, and you're like, oh, there's a loaf there. What are we doing? You know, all right, spot, but loaf. But that last drive, my guys looked like Oregon versus Ohio State Buckeyes. They played well.
You are getting a lot of production out of the quarterback, and I watched the highlights. He's running well. He's passing well. When you have him going in the run game, does it help the pass game? Is that an oversimplification, or is that kind of how it works as a play caller?
No, it does, because they have to do something to try to stop him. I mean, when he's healthy, he doesn't run like you and I, John. He floats like a butterfly and stings like a, it's like he's not even running. And then right before they catch him, he turns on another gear. Because, you know, when you run, you and I were the guys, when you watch video, Kill the Radio Star, when a guy's running, breakaway, touchdown, right? The announcer's getting, he's to the 30, he's to the 25, he's going to. When the guy looks back running the football, he's slow.
Yeah.
He's a slow guy. But when he doesn't look back, he's a fast guy. Sachere doesn't look back. He just shoop, gets in the zone.
You guys come out of that game. You get a W. What's that plane trip home like?
Back up there, Red Rider. We had food for them. We had sandwiches that were smashed flat as a board. I guess they packed them in only one box. But they're tasty, you know, and some guys got a pizza. And then we got on the bus. And bus drivers, so you're aware, cannot drive between 2 and 5 a.m. So we weren't going to make it. We went back to Boise. We should have been in there around, I don't know, but, you know, here's a taste for your listeners, you know, of PSU travel. So we're headed back. We should be back by 11:19-ish. It's 3 hours. But thank God, some trucker, you know, and we weren't pumping our arms like he did as a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
He had an issue, and bus 3 was a ball of fire. The bus caught on fire, and we had to pull over and fix that, put her out, clean her up. Oh, yeah, fireball going down the freeway. But we got her done, but we didn't get in until like 2:30 a.m. to Boise. So a little bit of a setback, but we made her back.
Hold on. Your bus caught on fire.
Fireball. It's happened before. We broke down on a pass one. It's just, you know, don't tell me the problem. How are we going to fix it? We put her out, you know.
Yeah.
And cleaned up the oil and checked the oil and, you know, kicked the tire and climbed back on. Don't get me wrong. I was on bus 1. I felt more confident because I was on bus 1 than bus 3. But,
yeah,
you know, we will.
How do you determine who goes on which bus?
Offense, defense, and then I'm bringing you because I love you. You know,
so that's those guys how it works. Those guys were on fire on bus 3.
And they are. They're on fire right now after the big win. You know,
these guys are just happy to be there, and they're like, "Do you smell that? Do you smell that? Do you smell something? I smell something. We're on fire.
Though. The speed limit is like 75, so we're rolling about 69 or down the freeway. So you don't really smell the smoke, you know. It's getting blown back behind you. You know, maybe the guy's sitting back by the toilet. They might have, somebody put a match in there, and they might have smelled something.
But something's not right. Bruce Barnum is with us. Look,
Houston, we have a problem.
You're moving into a game this week at home with a big opportunity. You know, it is Montana State. You've proven you can play with anybody in the rankings you have. You've played Boise State. You've played Washington State. You had UC Davis beat. You've now won on the road at Idaho State. How are you feeling about Montana State coming to Hillsboro?
They're solid, you know, but so are we. We're playing hard. We're not as... we're younger than them, but I like what I see. You know, we got to put in a plan together, and we'll get after them. They're leading in every category, you know, not just one. Usually you got to go top in offense, you know, top in PAT field goal, you know. These guys, I think, lead in every statistic if you're a statistic guy. But we'll give them a game. You know, I'm not – my guys are ready. Winning builds confidence. So we'll get after it.
Yeah, I feel like you've won 2 in a row, and you're now coming home.
Well, you know what? Listen to this one. I learned. You learn from everything, right? You go through life, you learn. I was you tried to get rid of this, but it came up again. People gave me information. Information's power. Last play of the game, UC Davis, right? Lining up. Referee exchange. 3 people. And I didn't know they ref this way. I didn't know this is how it was. I thought you just call it, you know, and like on... that's how I thought. But I guess the guy said to the guy at the goal line, he goes, hey, if it's close, call it a touchdown, and we'll just review it.
Oh,
I'm like, whoa. That's not how it's done, is it? Anyway, I didn't know they were out that way. That's just interesting to me.
That's
you learn.
Brutal.
I learned that that's how it's called. So,
if in doubt, he's out when you're an umpire, and then they can always review it. But with an official, call it good. We can always overturn it. Except
right,
when
just
you
call
don't.
What you see.
Yeah, just call it.
And you know, that was coming from reliable sources, and I was ignoring it, but they kept pounding me. Barney, this was said. I'm like, well, I didn't know they ref that way. That's, you learn, we just can't make it close. You know, it can't be a close play.
And I love that. I love that you immediately looked for what's the lesson to my team. Instead of focusing on the officiating, you focus on how do you keep control of the win? How do we decide our outcome and not leave it to somebody else to decide the outcome? That is a winning
change
mentality.
That moment. And you know what? That's what I need to get with these young bucks I got running around. They have to learn that. And we break, you know, little things, right? We used to break on family, and I always thought, well, why are we breaking on Pittsburgh baseball team stuff?
Right,
you know, we,
right.
Fam. I Barnum put his foot down. I said, we break on win from now on. I said, enough of the bullshit. We break on win. Yep. Everything we do. So no, that doesn't change a damn thing, but it might change a little thing. Yeah.
I had a coach, a baseball coach in high school who did this. He really wanted us to focus on competing and winning. He made everything in practice a competition. Every drill was a competition. Right. He kept score and everything. Do you ever do that?
All the time. All the time. You know, we used to have, we'd try to do in every drill. You know, that's why we go against offense, defense instead of scouts. You know, in the off season you do. You see everybody doing it. Tug of war, you know. Let's do something. You used to, anything, wrestling, grabbing the stick thing. We've done so much just trying to create that. Have them compete, you know, everything you do. That's why, you know, we're clicking all around here, but that's why recruiting-wise, I'll take an all-sports guy, multi-sport guy, over a, you know, I play, you know, pickleball, and that's it. Well, I want you competing in all seasons. I think those guys got a little more fire to them, a little more fight.
Offensively, what do you need to do against Montana State?
First off, they need to turn it over a couple times, I think. We need to get the football a couple times. Take away a couple of their possessions, you know. Then we have to be able to move the sticks, run the football. That clock keeps going when they do that. And then that eliminates their possessions more. I need Dante. I love, knock on wood, that he's healthy. Because when he's healthy, he's a factor. I don't care who you are, Montana State, or it doesn't matter. He can make things happen. He can get you out of trouble when he's healthy, and he is. So we have to be able to run the ball. Dante has to distribute it because we have some young talent, and he has to, you know, make plays when called upon. That's what we'll do offensively. That's the plan.
Bruce Barnum is with us. All right, last week. You know, you were in a little bit of a funk. You were trying to pull out of it. You wanted to leave the game behind. I went back and listened. I think it was a little bit of therapy in you hanging up on us. Like, I think that was good luck.
Somebody brought that up. Somebody brought that up to me. You really slammed the phone down. What are you doing? Showing emotion. I said, yeah, Canzano, he gets you. He just finds ways to get me. He gets me in trouble. He gets me everything, you know.
Got you that big beer tab.
Slamming a damn phone down. Yeah. And I actually heard, the beer tab. Then I have a guy, they turned my phone off. This phone was off, and the guy comes in. And I said, what's going on? And he's like, well, you were slamming it. I'm like, serious, Kurt? Turn the damn phone back on. Anyway, so yeah, you know, it helped. Thank you. Thank you to you, Judah, the whole crew there, all your listeners. You know, sometimes you just got to get your mind right, no matter what you do. For me, it's slamming the things. For some, it might be pulling a cork, you know, on a bottle. For some, it might be going out jogging. You never know. Just got to get your mind right.
All right, so I'm going to have you hang up on us again this week because, you know, we don't mess with a streak. But before I get to that, I just want to say, like, you know, it's a lot of fun to watch you guys. Sasha Ray, 6 touchdowns. You guys just feed off that defensively, come up with big stops. I think, you know, for people who want to see a good football team that really is the spirit of college football, Portland State hosting Montana State, 7-0 Montana State at Hillsborough Stadium, 1 o'clock on Saturday. You can get tickets at govikes.com. Bruce Barnum, I'm going to let you hang up on us again. Let's keep it rolling.
One more. I know you got a clock to watch. Sachere, actually, get back to the hotel. It's like, you know, 2:45, you're finally laying down. He got that TV show on college football. He got a helmet sticker. He got a helmet sticker from that some sports show on TV. That was kind of cool.
That's great.
But the helmet was black. So we're going to send him a helmet and some of these nuts just to, you know, make sure they got a Portland State helmet there for next time we get a helmet sticker. You know,
I love that.
Send him these nuts and a helmet. All right.
Do you want
me
to hang up?
I want you to hang up like you did last week. Keep it rolling. We'll have you hang up every week. You keep winning.
Oh, that's great. This phone is not going to last. But thanks. Thanks, listeners. I'll see you, John.
There he goes. Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach. They play Saturday against Montana State at home. And for people who are writing them off, UC Davis is the second-place team in the Big Sky Conference. Portland State had them beat 2 weeks ago at home. Lost in the last second play that probably shouldn't have been. It was very similar to the Ohio State quarterback sliding and thinking he had a second left. The officials in that Portland State game put a second back on the clock. You think about what Autzen Stadium would have reacted had they did that. All right, some parting thoughts coming up. Good luck to Bruce Barnum. You've got the BFT. Leave it right here.
Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit MedMutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.